Going work.
We going, hold on. We live?
Yeah, go ahead. We good.
We live? We recording?
Yeah, you want me? The two grubby men in the building. Hold on, technical difficulty. What you got, brother? Go ahead.
Man, we good. We good. We're rock with it. Rock with it.
The two grumpy men in the building, C. Grooms and Bobby May. What it do?
What up, what up, what up on this beautiful Wednesday?
Word. Now, man,
what's going That's on a out fact. Here?
Man, every time you're ready to talk about some real shit, you know, you know what? Fuck all that technical difficulty shit. Let me just get right into it. We had a lot of commentary this week. You know, this on relationships. I've been seeing a lot of relationship posts. Everybody's a guru. Everybody knows everything all of a sudden. Nobody, you got some people that, yo, they never been hurt. You got people they ain't never hurt nobody. Y'all all full of shit. Okay. I'm gonna keep it a buck. But what I will say is this. I'm gonna say this. If you a sucker, you will get played. Okay, now the strongest dudes out here, you could get played, you know, because it's the game is the game. You know, you got some women out here, they just know how to play the game, and you may not get played in the beginning. You may get played a year from now. You know what I'm saying? They long term, because some of them is just trying to, you know, fuck with you, whether it's your money or your feelings, or they got issues, and vice versa. You might be that dude. You might be a shark. You know what I'm saying? You might take advantage of people, you know, a living situation, a money situation, you know, all of that. You know, that all comes, you know, in the relationship game. But what I can and will not tolerate is people that will try to defend being a sucker for love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could treat somebody top notch all day. But you still got to have, what's the word I'm looking for? You should be mature in your decisions. You should not be willfully being taken advantage of, you know, because you want to show this woman or you want to show that man that, oh, you in their corner. I don't believe in that. I don't come from that school. You know what I'm saying? If I'm with my wife, or before I got married, if I was with a woman and my man slept with my girl, that girl is done. I'm not going to be that heartbroken where I'm not going to show up for work. I'm not taking days off like that. I'm not going to do that. That's just not how it's supposed to go down. I'm not saying you're not supposed to be hurt. We human. We have feelings. However, life goes on. I'm not jumping out the window. I'm not taking pills. I'm not going into a stupor. And I'm not trying to commit suicide. So it's okay to have feelings, but allowing yourself to be played at that level, like, you know, you fucking up your money, your bread. I'm not going to go to work. I'm walking around in my underwear all day. I'm not taking showers and shit. Depression is real. We can go there. This is mental health right now. Depression is real. Anybody can get depressed. Okay. But if we talking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you still holding on to that shit? You need counseling. There ain't nothing wrong with going to counseling, but know why you going. You know what I mean? Like, you should have a goal, an end game. All I'm saying is this. I've been seeing a lot of posts from different people that supposed to be relationship gurus, but they not touching on the main topic, which is self-healing and understanding who you are with the knowledge of self peace. Know who you are, know your limitations, and know what you're not going to do to try to please another person. You're supposed to take care of yourself first. The other person's supposed to have their shit together, and then y'all kind of balance each other out. That's where I come from. I don't come from where, yo, this chick slept with my dude.
Balance.
Balance. Thank you. The balance. Like, I'm not going to get out of balance and, like, yo, I'm not going to just show up for work for like 2 months. Yo, I need FMLA. You know, my girl broke my heart. No. It can't be like that. And I've just been seeing a lot of examples of people talking about them scenarios. I'm like, don't get me wrong. You can be hurt, but you got to move on at some point. I don't know, man. I ain't even mean to talk that long about it, but I've just been seeing a lot of people like they don't understand that you could move on rather quickly. You got to make a conscious decision like, nah, yo, fuck her. Fuck him. They both foul. If you slept with your man, girl, you foul. And if you was the recipient of your man sleeping with your girl and you can't get over that, then you I don't know what to tell you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like buying flowers and buying a house ain't gonna heal.
So okay. So now we gonna run into. If your man with a tattoo, is he still good with you?
Wait, say that part again.
So if your man, yeah, he smash, and he be like, yo, he, you know what I mean? Yo, son, something happened. Gotta tell you, you know what I mean? I smashed, and you know what I mean? But he kept a G with you.
Kept like, a G.
Yo, he was, you know, somewhere, wherever, some shit happened, whatever the excuse may be.
Right, right.
But if he told you, is that not... Is that you and your man are good or y'all not good no more?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like, okay, I'll put it like this. It depends on, it's a couple of factors. One factor is, where was I in that relationship when you smashed? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you my dog and I'm telling you what's going on, if I'm telling you, yeah, I'm about the debtor and it's a wrap and you do that, we could still rock because I was like, I don't give a fuck. But if I'm like, yo, I need her, I'm trying to get back with her, and you that dude that she leaned on your shoulder, how we gonna rock? We can't rock on no more because you manipulated the situation. You took advantage of me and you took advantage of her. I don't care that you took advantage of her, but it affected me. So you supposed to be my dude. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to rock like that. Mm. I could respect you telling me, like, yo, but damn, before you even do it, like, it ain't just something that just popped in your head. Like, you had to have thought about it before. Why not tell me before? Like, yo, I'll be looking at your girl or something. Like, something, give me a signal. I mean, it's two steps to this, though.
You know that,
it's your girl.
You know it's not going to go. There is going to be some... A whole nother way scenario how shit gonna play out. You could be at somebody barbecue or some shit, but you know, I'm just somebody because you know what I'm saying. My man is that was one of the questions he asked me, and you know what I'm saying, because it was a real life shit that really happened. So you know what I'm saying, and then. Then you had the other scenario where okay, you broke up and motherfucker, you know, got with your shorty. Is that still a violation? Is that a violation, or is that, you know, as long as he tell you, it's all good? Or you know what I mean?
You mean tell me before? I'm gonna get with her.
Yeah,
tell me before. If you tell me before, like, I can't be mad at you if you telling me before. Like, we broken up, and then you telling me, like, yo,
what's up?
We linked up, and, you know, I'm thinking I'm a holler at her. I can't be mad at you for that because we ain't together no more. You know my intentions that I'm not trying to get back with
her. You and your shorty may have just stopped speaking maybe a couple months.
Like a couple of months like, is long enough.
No. 30, 40 days.
We 30, ain't talking. 40 days? Right. So we don't have no communication.
Yeah, 30, 40 days.
Then it's a wrap.
40 days, then possible. Blah blah. We've been vibing, and you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get together. That's right. Not a violation.
30, 40 days. You telling me. All right, you know I ain't trying to get with her though, right? I ain't trying to get back with her. Right?
That matter?
If I ain't trying to get back with her, if I'm not trying to get back with her, it really won't matter because you telling me. Now I might ask you like, yo, why are you trying to fuck with her if you see what she did to me, but or what I did to her? You know, it depends. You know, it goes both ways. I don't know if it's a violation if we ain't rocking no more. It depends on where I was though. Was it my wife? Was it my? I was with her a long time. You know, we had years in the game. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like it is. What's that scenario? Was I with her 5 years, 3 years? You know what I'm saying? We got kids. Like, yeah. It depends. Like a blanket scenario, you know.
Nah, no kids. No kids. Because once you get involved with kids, then the shit going to get different. Right now, this is a scenario, no kids. This is, you know what I'm saying? I'm in some shit I know. You know what I'm saying? Because I know all kind of scenarios.
Yeah.
Because I know all type of motherfuckers, you know what I'm
saying? So, right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I know shit really be happening. You know
what I mean? That's what we talk about. We talk about what's happening, you know what but we ain't mentioning no names. There ain't no names being mentioned, but we talk about real situations.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shit be, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we pull from, is it, all right, so another thing was my man came to me and was like, well, yo, shit different. It ain't like how it was when we was coming up. It's different because they got a different set of rules now than what we had. You know what I'm saying? He was back in, he's saying, he was more inclined saying, we kept to the oath of, you know what I'm saying, dude, as long as you didn't violate, it was, you know what I mean? It was all good. Now, you know, everybody in their feelings, so it's like, you know, shit can go a different way or some, yo, you know, you said 30 to 40 days. As long as you ain't, now y'all ain't fucking with each other, blah, 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 30, 40 days. All right.
But you told me though, that shit might before fly you did now, it.
But even still, your man may feel a way about that shit. Cause you
well,
know,
of course he's going to feel a way if he don't know. Days, You can't pop up with his ex shorty. Is what I'm saying. You can't just pop up and be like you with her.
Okay, so Lee, you saying like on like basically like how Love Jones was when the nigga rolls up with the shorty to the party, some shit like that. Well, I mean he already
and
knew
you,
though,
and you didn't know
they had went off some date, but he didn't know, right?
Right.
So
right.
Is that a violation? My man is saying back then, that's not a violation because you ain't fucking with the shorty. But nowadays, might feel a little different. Like, yo, you've been watching my shorty. But even, you've been watching my shorty. But even still, right? Even when you tell dudes the shit, they still make the friendship go a different awry. But because, you know, everybody deal with everybody gonna keep it a buck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna keep it a buck. That's just how it is. Like that's like if you caught your man girl cheating and you told your man, he may not believe you. She come home,
if I catch your girl cheating. I've been there. No, so that's real shit. I've been there. Now I've been there. I know that. I definitely been there. Like,
I've
been there.
If your man tell you, and you know what I'm saying? Some dudes gonna be mad. Some dudes may be mad, but then there's gonna be a few that gonna keep it a buck if they know you they man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had to be for instance, if a certain motherfucker told me something, then they know that because they know they got my ear, then I'ma listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But You got to know how to judge. You got to know who certain people are. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
My man tell me something like, yo, da 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 da, that's keeping it real with me. So I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to act on that. I'm going to on that and see what turn up, you know what I mean? See what turn out of that situation. Because, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Shit happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nigga may catch you. He may catch your shorty talking to somebody else. What you know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes cats be lying too. Like, you know what I'm saying? That
right,
shit.
Right.
Friends, relationships, those shits is like, those shits is dangerous, right? You see a lot of dudes come, you see a lot of dudes do two things. They never talk, even they never talk about their girl, like they never talk about their lady. They be like, it's all private. But then you got the motherfuckers right, who want right. to talk all day.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you know what I'm saying? You got the other motherfuckers who don't bring their shorty around their niggas at all. And right. then you got the motherfuckers who want their shorty to hang out with them and they niggas all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like my man
right.
said, you asking for trouble.
You asking for trouble, right? If she rolling with y'all and they don't have their shorties.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
Ain't bring some shorties to keep them occupied.
Yeah, nah, you know we ain't saying? Nah, we ain't doing that.
So, like, we don't hang out and we ain't gonna sit there. Like when we was Durocking, we my bro playing Madden, but you ain't see my shorty. She ain't coming through while we rocking, playing Madden, playing NBA. He was doing back then.
Nah, you know,
strictly me and strictly my G's. That's it.
It's a time and a place for
dudes like that shit. But some dudes that shit.
But not on a regular basis.
My man is like that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, like
you know,
that was
the
word.
That's what he said to me. He was like, that's a disaster waiting to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we don't hang out together, none of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, nah. Nigga, you can't. You could. You know, that's why you got to be extra careful with shit you're doing. And the people you bring around your families and shit like that, because
right.
you be thinking motherfuckers is rolling with you, but they not. And you gotta be a good kid. You gotta be a good judge of character. And you know, a lot of people are not. They're just not.
Right.
They don't know how to spot snakes. They don't know how to spot. You know what I mean? A serpent. They think everything is all love. You know, and it don't. Motherfuckers.
Right.
You know, your worst enemies be the motherfuckers standing right next to you. So
yeah, you but that so know, that's discernment
they know
though.
About
that's,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's
we
true.
Know motherfucker. I mean, we seen it happen. I done seen other motherfuckers tell on this so they can get with their shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like literally hang out with you all night in the club wailing, come back to school late in class. Tell the shorty, yeah, we was all there, blah, blah, blah. You know, seeing that shit happen.
Shit. Yeah, that's
shit
though.
Like that. You see, motherfuckers,
yeah, see
snake
that's not your man though.
You see, motherfuckers, snake. That's the thing, motherfuckers, quick to put that title on who's they man. Like, yo, this is my, you know, but a lot of time it be slang, yo, this is my man's, da 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 da. But, you know, that don't really be a man. That may be an acquaintance to you. That may just be a school friend. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Some shit like that.
Okay.
You know,
no, no doubt. So that's an individual thing then. You gotta know who rock with you. And then on top of that, you got to know who you gonna rock with. You know what I'm saying? Like, because all right, it's one thing if like, all right, you my man, I'm bringing my wife, you bring your wife, we hanging out. I ain't thinking about nothing like, you know, it ain't nothing. We ain't swinging. You know what I'm saying? Like me and my man took our ladies out. That's it. But But if you know, because we, I'm just, this real scenarios. When dudes was hanging out, we ain't have our shorty around other people. Not because I didn't trust my guys. It's just because, like, why would she need to be there in that environment that it wasn't for her? It wasn't a double date. It was me and my man hanging out, chilling, and you there. It's not like we live together and you coming through, my man coming through. You got to be a real special character. And, you know, I'm talking about your man 50 grand ain't going to run up on your wife or your girl. Like, but that ain't a lot of people. It's sad to say that, but there ain't a lot of people that you could trust and be like, yo, I'm going to run to the store real quick. And, you know, I'm going to be about 15, 20 minutes and I could leave them here. Like, sorry to say, but it's just not like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in the other scenario where I seen my man's lady, you know, what I call cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because you know body language. So it was two different scenarios. One, I watched it from afar. And I went and I told him later, like, yo, I seen your lady. She was up on this cat. You know, I know the cat. I don't know him. We ain't homies, but I know who he is. She was, you know, she was up on him kind of, you know, a little too close for comfort. So he was like, yo, so why you ain't stepped through? I was like, yo, I mind my business, fam. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you because I know you ain't into her like that. But are you? But are you into her like that? Because if I see it happen again, I'll do that on your behalf. I've done that. The nigga was mad because I didn't say something. You know what I'm saying? Now, the other scenario is I step into that little vibing that they was doing, and I stepped to her like, yo, what's good? Yo, I'm such a star. I introduced myself to the cat like, yeah, I'm Corey, what's good? And then I stepped to her like, yo, what's going on? What's up, sis? You know what I'm saying? Then I told my man what happened, and that nigga got mad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I'm telling you what your lady out here. You know what? Y'all got an open relationship? Nah, see, it ain't like that. I said, so I'm telling you that she out here, you know, all right, I'm gonna talk to her. That nigga stayed with her years later. So I don't get involved in their relationship at all about anything.
That's why you don't get involved in that shit.
I don't get involved at
all. That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of, that's why a lot of cats don't say nothing because you already know.
But we talking about your man 50 nigga, grand, though. You, like, if it's your cause, man 50 grand. Problems. All right, that's a home. All right. A close acquaintance. Like, you know, now we got to separate. We got to have some tears now. You know what I'm saying? It's tears in this shit. You my man 50 grand, okay? And I see your lady. I'm stepping to your lady. What's good? And I'm telling you. And if I know my man 50 grand, if it's that scenario you said, ain't no kids, my man is dead now. I already know that. Because he can't try. Then, you know, me and him, we tight anyway. I would expect him to do the same. My man came and told me straight up. You know, my man popped up around. This way back in the day. I had no kids. I wasn't married. None of that. A man came like, yo, what's up, man? Yo, you're shorty? Yo, my man is over here in the crib visiting right now. I'm like, word? Now, we blowing it down, we smoking, we chilling. Like, because I'm like, yo, what you doing over here? You know how somebody pop up in your neighborhood and shit? I was like, yo, what you doing over here? He's like, yo, my man is over here. He came, you know, he came through in the whip. You know, I'm just sitting here minding the car, whatever. He went upstairs to see his ex shorty, blah, blah, blah. I was like, who? On my block? Yeah. I said, what's her name? Told me the name. I was like, word? I said, oh, shit. I go upstairs. I wait. And we in the car. Remember, we blowing it down, smoking all that shit. This man come down in the whip. Scratches on his face and shit. Like some shit happened. Got into a little scuffle. This is my girl, right? So you got into a scuffle with my girl. That's your ex. Niggas in the car. We chilling. I'm like, yo, you good, fam? He was like, yo, we got into a fight, man, yo, my ex, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, what happened? Because I want to know what happened before I go upstairs, because I'm going upstairs to find out what happened. Because at that point, when he, when my man told me what he did, shorty was dead. Like, that wasn't my girl no more. I don't give a fuck what I had invested. I mean, emotionally. Like, that shit was over. So I'm like, all right, so now he ain't my man. His man ain't my man, but I ain't mad at him because that was his ex. I ain't know nothing about the cat. Like, fuck do I know? Why did I care? You know what I'm saying? But when he told me what he told me, I'm like, wow, okay. I go upstairs. I confront the shorty. She give me bullshit. Yeah, my ex was here, this and that. I said, yo, you got a scuff on your face. I said, who was here? Now this is your opportunity. Ladies, when your man asks you a direct question, that nigga know the answer already. That is your time to be truthful. I'm just telling you what it is. Youngins coming up. Yo, if you know pertinent information and it's factual and it's verified, hold strong. Ask the question. See what the body language is. Now, if your lady is official, if she keeping it 100 with you, and she talk, yeah, my ex was here. You got to respect that. Yeah, my ex was here. We got into it, blah, blah, blah. Now, if she lied to you, then she ain't shit. You got to let her go. But you should have, I'm not telling you how you should have been before you got up there, but once she lied to your face, you got the chopper. She got to go. And to this day, I can't be mad at the dude. And then, you know, here's the flip side. Even after all of that shit, okay, that was the ex and all that. Years later, yo, they went and got married. So maybe you was it, or me, maybe I was just a rebound nigga, you know, in between their fights. Because shit goes down like that. But you can't be mad if I come and tell you, or my man came and told me, I ain't mad at my, I'm glad he told me. Because what's the word you're looking for? 5 minutes in this direction, 5 minutes in that direction, I don't run into him. I don't run into my man in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? He don't get to tell me, yo, my man, yo, your shorty's upstairs. My man went to see his shorty. I don't get none of that information. Because I'm asking, like, who? Because I know everybody that live in my neighborhood pretty much. So for him to tell me that, it was like, it was mind blowing. Like, damn, word? Wow. You know, we like, yo, this is crazy, fam. So when dude come in the car, running back in the car, got scratches on his face, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know? But I respect that's my nigga for life. If you seen, if just like you, it back in the days, it was like that. If you seen a shorty that I'm rocking with, and you don't tell me, that shit is a violation because of where we came from. See, when we came up, that was cold. I ain't gonna let your man or my ace, like, I'm not gonna let your girl violate you. And you walk around this nigga buying gifts, he taking her, he blowing money, he spending financial aid money, he buying meals and sneakers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna let you do that. And she out here playing you. It can't be like that. And I ain't telling nobody how to be in a relationship. I'm telling you how to man the fuck up. It's okay to ask a hard question. Okay? Ask the tough question. Read that body language. And understand what it is, because if she lied to you about something small, she damn sure gonna lie to you about something that's big. And the bigger the lie, the bigger the situation, the bigger the lie. And that's just how it is. Like, unfortunately, that's how it is. Now, those are fucked up scenarios, but hold up though, they happen. So the rumor that was out there, you know, no, all of that shit happens though. So it's not, no, those are not rumors. Those happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that should be real.
Example. That shit is real. So I've been in both sides. Broke up a fight or two.
That shit really happens. Like, you know, dudes who smashed up and do, you know, chicks who done smashed dudes' men's and all that shit. Like, we know that whole, you know, that whole scenario, that whole shit all too clear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So word. That's why I was like, yeah, you know, if that situation is real, you know what I mean? It's definitely fucked up. But you also gotta, you know what I mean? Like, that situation. And, right. and get your head right. You know, shit, like you said, you may be salty, you going mad, you may get a really hit. But you always hold your composure, you motherfucker. You can't never, you know what I mean, be on some dumb shit. Like, don't do no, because it's perfect. I mean, the shit, that's definitely not it. Okay. Like, it's easier to walk away than get up in the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's, you definitely got to hold your head. You know, like, going to jail, it ain't never worth it.
Like, I had my man, this is my man, 50 grand. Yo, me and the shorty wasn't kicking it and all that, you know, whatever. We may have broke up maybe a couple months, been months. And, you know, but you know how shit go when how shit was moving back. You know, we still talk, though. Man, we still may holler on the phone and some shit.
Yeah.
But my man, you know what I'm saying? You know, no, we still,
you said the key, you know, word. Said y'all still talk, though. Like, we ain't rocking, but y'all still talking on the phone, you know?
Yeah. Like, we still talk, you know. We still talk on the phone. You know, you might get a call, you know, late, you know, some bullshit. See you around or blah, whatever. You know, might have seen you somewhere, called you. Yo, I seen you, da-da-da, talking shit. Whatever. So mom's like, yo, son, I seen her at a spot. It was a spot in the city. I don't know if it was one of the clubs in the city. Right. I don't know if it was a, it may have been, it was like an after, I may have been Bentley's or some shit like that. They was in at the time. Nigga was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Da da da, telling me like, yeah. Now the whole time he telling me, I'm like, I just wheel around telling a nigga like, nigga, you been wanting to fuck with a nigga. You know, I keep it a G too. Like, I know you've been wanting to fuck with a nigga, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But you my man and you gave me, you told me. So I don't got no issue with shit because I wasn't, you know what I mean? We ain't rocking like that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I was like, we good. He was like, yo, I don't want, you know, because this is my man. So I know, you know, we laugh and we joked on that shit like, oh, my nigga, you know what I mean? Because we know the life we was living and the shit. He was just like, so, but the fact that you even came and stepped to me, because most motherfuckers wouldn't have, let me know that you were still keeping the buck with me, you my man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't none of that shit. Like, yo, you know what I mean? So it was like, and it wouldn't have been a violation because he know what it was hitting for already. You know what I mean? So
right.
It was all good. But that's what I'm saying. It depends on where you at in that situation. Now, if we was deep in a situation and, you know what I'm saying, and something like that happened, he ain't tell me then, yeah, I ain't fucking with neither one of you motherfuckers. We done. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I'm out.
Hell no.
Like, I'm not gonna get jammed up. I'm not gonna get jammed up on that shit with you. I'm not getting jammed up on that shit with you. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I got the fuck. My thinking is, man, it's a whole bunch of still more broads out here. So it's like, I'm not fucking, you gone. I'll find somebody else. Like, you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
I just had to talk with somebody. I just say no.
Now, but hold up. Depending on where you are, like how deep into the relationship you was, yeah, it's going to be a tough decision, but you can move on, correct? You ain't. Did you miss days of work?
Oh hell yeah!
That's what I'm saying. You miss a month of work.
Nothing.
You took leave exactly.
I miss shit. Son.
And that's as shit. A younger really? Person.
And exactly as a younger person, that's what there's another thing. Like we was having, like I said, me and my people, we was having this conversation, and he's like, yeah, son, you know, in the younger days, we bounced back like rubber bands, you know what I'm saying? Right. You know, he was like, you remember that? He's like, that's yo, true. We bounced, you know what I mean? So he like, because there was a situation in out of town, we was in, back then, you know what I mean? And
right,
whatever that situation being a shorty, we shit ain't work, whatever. My man came through. It wasn't even like a week. Son came through like a week. He came for a week and didn't leave. We just, you know what I mean? He was like, yo, we go.
Oh, shit.
We hit the town crazy. Like, crazy. The bounce back was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's right. What I'm talking about. Like, that's your man. It's your man come through, you right back. Get you right back in the groove. Like, yo, come on, son. Bounce back. Let's go.
Right.
Come on,
right.
Man. We out here. Da, 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 da. I mean, the shit.
Well, what if you young and you can't bounce back? You know what
I'm like, because everybody, like, let's be very clear. Everybody get caught. Everybody gonna get these shit hurt. That's just the game. If you win this shit and you fucking with the opposite sex, you're gonna get hurt. That's just how this game.
You're gonna get hurt.
That's
right,
how the
exactly.
Relationship should go. I get touched. Nobody's unscathed. Nobody gets touched.
Nobody's
everybody right.
There are no people untouchables in this shit.
No, everybody get touched. You're gonna get touched even when you're young. If you ain't when you was young, you're gonna get it when you was old. So
if you ain't get it when you was young, if you get it when you old, it's tough, man. I like, so whoever told you that, they told you the real shit. Like, when you older, and it depends. If you old and it happens to you, but it didn't happen when you was young, then you ain't go through it. You don't know how to bounce back. But if you young and you can't bounce back, you don't have no resilience, then ooh, it's just gonna be tough. The rest of your life is gonna be tough.
I ain't going, you know what I mean? Like, but my man, he been with Shorty since high school.
Damn.
The motherfuckers, they got divorced maybe like, they got us right before the pandemic. They been together since,
damn, that's a long time, man.
87 or some shit. Baby.
They got in it too time. Young, man. Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, like you know what, see, sure, that's the downside of yeah. That so they did like 30
young
joints,
love.
But they did it from the young love. Like, yo, you gotta read the signs, yeah, though. I bet you were signs, know, along the way.
And I'm sure it was, you know what I mean? But like again,
that's a long,
you know,
time,
when,
man.
When it happened, you know, that's a long time. That's a long time to put in. And then, so you in, this is like right before you turning 50.
Nah, right? Way too long. You're cheaper to keep her. It's, you might as well stay, like, with her.
She went. Nah, so she bounced on him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She found in office. She found office love. You know what I'm saying?
She oh, found she, office oh, her, love. Her work husband? So, wow.
Yeah. She found office love. And you know what I'm saying? So the homie, he
damn,
was, you know, so you could just imagine right before then, the divorce was finalized right before the pandemic jumped off. So he sat the whole pandemic for Dolo, you know, with his kids, a couple of his kids was older, some of them,
yeah,
were,
yeah,
whatever, they was home from college or whatever.
But, yeah, that's tough.
You know, and then he sat for 2 years in a pandemic while they was, you know, and all that shit was going through his head and all that shit, da 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 da. So, you know, at that stage in life, he definitely was going through some shit. Had time off and all that type shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he back though. You know what I mean? He's part of the conversation that we that I had. So, and you know, but so
he, in that he, situation, he right, had, had that happened before?
He was like, yo.
Had he been cheated on before?
That's what he was saying. He was like, yo, we went to. No, son, they was. I don't. He said he didn't know. He didn't know that.
Right.
He don't know.
Right.
But okay. He was like, over 20 years, you know, I mean, you know, they've been rocking forever. They went. They didn't go to school far apart from each other. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers did the college thing. They did both of them. And they did, you know, they got married, all that shit. Had kids, had two kids. And he was like, yo, the shit didn't hit me. He was like, before the pandemic, he was like, I was good. I was chilling. But once I had shit for like almost 2 years and stand still, he went through shit. He's like, that shit, you know, everybody was with somebody else and I was here. Dolo, and that shit was fucking with me.
Right.
Like that. So, you know, he was just like, yo, that shit definitely took me a minute to bounce back. You know, he's like, I might have bounced back before if it wasn't due to the pandemic, but because of it, I'm just getting up, man. You know what I'm saying? Just basically getting off my feet, getting out there, meeting people, and ready to life. You know what I'm saying? But before that, he was like, yo, that shit, he like, I ain't never had no shit like that happen, dog.
Yeah, I never had that shit happen to me. That made him stronger, though. That made him stronger. Like, for you to deal with that, that's adversity for your ass. You know, you dealing with something like that. Because the pandemic was...
I think going into that main stage of your life.
Yeah, man.
See, it was easy to bounce back. That's why he was like, it's easy to bounce back. He's like, it was easy to bounce back, son. Because he was like, you know, we was talking. And we like, you know, everybody had that shit. Mine happened when I was like 23. Right?
23,
the shit happens. You be like, oh shit. You know, and but
word.
For my man, you know, after him, he, you know who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you salute to you because it ain't easy to get through that.
Ain't through a bounce me back. Nah, because you know, you get. It's like you get sucker punched. Bah! You dazed for a second, like, yo, what the fuck is it? You know what I'm saying? Especially when you was doing some next shit. You know what I mean? You doing your shit, but you didn't think your shit would catch up on this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, so now you dropping a whole other jewel. That's a jewel you dropping because now you out there doing dirt, but you ain't thinking it's gonna come back to you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? When you were young, you ain't thinking like that. I'm just young and living. But the shit karma
hold this one right here though. Here's the key though. If you single, like I'm talking about, when you young and you single. You can move how you want to move, right? Now, but if that's your lady, you know, it's established that y'all supposed to be one-on-one and you, when you young and you not married, it's like, are you working towards creating that situation with this person or are you trying to just build a relationship? See, those are questions you ask yourself before you even get involved because if you ain't trying to take a deep dive, then you just dating. Then there is no real attachment. So the attachment comes when you say, all right, I'm going to take a deep dive right here with this one.
I wasn't asking myself questions.
I know you ain't going to ask yourself questions in your 20s.
I wasn't thinking about none of this.
You weren't thinking about that. But the emotions.
Like I said, I'm impression. You know, you're young, you're moving. You don't burn, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Like, you know. That's what that was the grow up moment though, cause you know that's a lesson learned, cause you nigga you burnt mad bridges, you shitted on mad people, so it was bound to come back and catch you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a learning, like you had to learn from that shit. And you know what I mean? And when you learn from it, oh, you learn from it. From that point moving forward, you on point. You know what I'm saying? If it happened again to you, that's your fault. It's strictly your fault.
It's all on you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's strictly yours. It's all on you now. Like, it's all on you. It's all on you. You know what I mean? It's all, you can't let that happen yet. Like, I see motherfuckers be like, yo, that shit, I got caught. When you get caught, you get that humble, you learn from it, and it make you even iller. It make you that much iller because
if you get caught, you get it's two sides. If
you
get caught,
you definitely up got in more it. Respect. You definitely got more respect. You definitely get more respect for the relationship game. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
You don't have no, you just running abandoned. You know what I'm saying? You just running abandoned. Like you ain't get caught yet. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that's it. But see, that shit is easy. You do get caught. You know what I'm saying? It's all like, how you trust them. Yeah. Like if you out there running around, like what?
It's easy.
You ain't risking shit.
Like it was definitely more easier for me to understand why it happened to me than it may be to a dude who's a nice guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like a dude who did everything. Exactly. He was a nice, he did everything. Like brought flowers, you know, was showing up, you know, doing all kinds of shit, spending his money, dropping rose petals at the front door and all that shit. And then got shitted up. That's her, that hurt. But then, but when when you was out there and you running with the pack, and you get hit.
So, do you, all right, so like, speaking of the rose petal, man, rose petal.
You got caught because you invested. You know what I'm saying? When you get caught, it's like, oh shit. I mean, you got a little more respect for the game. You can respect.
Right. Yeah. But what happens if do that with everybody?
So that's
everybody get a rose petal.
That's the number one thing. You did something you wasn't supposed to do. That's why you got. Huh?
Right. Would you tell your man every chick he with get rose petals? You know what I'm saying? Like it's your responsibility to tell your man, yeah, you got to change up the game, right? Everybody can't get rose petals.
Yeah, correct. I learned, everybody don't. That's just selected. Like dude, like that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I mean when you that nice dude and you doing shit like that, you know. You opening don't yourself up. See, that's the don't thing when you raise. If you open yourself to shit, so when you open yourself up and show your vulnerability or whoever it is to this person, you gotta understand you're taking a chance because the people are only human. You know what I'm saying? People are human, so you taking a chance right now. So you hoping that it's like rolling dice. You hoping you hit. You know, CeeLo, but you may also ace, because this person may just a shark too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? So you learn different things to approach shit. Like, oh, we're big on that shit. You understand? Yeah, I just ain't spending money to be spending money on you because I don't even know you like that. Like you, that's from the door. You gotta let motherfuckers know from the door, but that's a whole nother shit. Mm-hmm. But when you in this shit, when you in this relationship game, the best thing you can do is take your chance. You gotta unless you a good judge of character, you gotta go slow. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go slow with people, and especially if you're somebody who got shit. Like, if you're a person who got fame, got some money, and all that shit, you should be extra cautious. You should be 10 times more cautious than the average motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because you somebody's way out of the hood. Bottom line. Right. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, like, oh, that's wrong. My man was like, that's the wrong way to think. Nah, motherfucker. If you're making basketball, football, baseball, any big money, you probably take it out the hood. Like, right. Facts. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? If you a doctor, dentist, you somebody way out the hood.
Word.
You pray. Like, motherfuckers, chicks is praying on you, motherfucker. Like, they praying on you. Just like a motherfucking club praying on single chicks, a nigga with some money is pray. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to be extra careful. You got to be a real good judge of talent. You got to know, you know what I mean? Niggas, cats be too the groupie love and then fall in love with the groupie. That's go back to old shit that you learned. See, that's what happened when you ain't got no, when you don't have them OGs who tell you, yo, you can't make a hoe a housewife. When you get old motherfuckers who tell you shit like that, you know what I mean? They ain't learning like that no more. These motherfuckers are trying to take hoes and make them in the wild. That shit ain't gonna happen. She is who she is.
Now, so, you spoke on that earlier.
You gotta understand that shit. You better understand that shit quick. Motherfuckers is, you know, oh, I'm gonna take you out. I'm gonna take you out the strip club. And it ain't nothing wrong with them. Listen, if that's what you like, all good. Because there be chicks in them clubs, they good human beings. I ain't saying they all.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely.
What I'm saying, you gotta know whether you as the person with the money or whatever, you gotta understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a really good judge of people. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you have people want. That's just the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? People mm-hmm. want shit from you. You know, it's not false that these dudes be getting trapped. They get you know what I'm saying? Keep they sperm and all that type. Yo, this shit real deal. This Word. Shit real deal. You gotta be That's on top scary, of your man. Shit. You know what I mean? That shit is scary. But yeah. This is what's happening. And then these young dudes nowadays, you see what's happening. Like, you may have brought your man. You thinking this your man, he been around you. He around your lady. Now them motherfuckers is, you know what I'm saying? They behind your back doing shit. That's fucked up, right?
Right, right.
But again, you wasn't a good, you got to hold some responsibility too because you wasn't a good judge of character. You wasn't a good judge.
Absolutely. To know that
this motherfucker wasn't the reading the signs. He wasn't your man. You didn't see the signs.
That's what we're talking about. Else. Self-accountability.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, nobody love you more than you love yourself. Remember that. You gotta love yourself. So if you love yourself, you're gonna protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take real good care of yourself. You're gonna protect yourself. You're gonna make sure people that's around is stand up people. And if at this age of your life, you need to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? From young, you should right. be getting rid of them anyway. You know what I mean? But definitely, that's how you gotta get rid of them. If they're not for you, get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. If you can't trust somebody, then they need to be around them. You know what I'm saying?
Now that's common sense. You can't trust that person
around your family. But that's what it's saying, that, you know, that common sense ain't common, bro. We know this.
Not no more. We know that. Not no more, yeah.
So, you know, again, you know, if you get this, you know what I'm saying? The best remedy is to stand tall and walk. Huh? Like, all that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I tell them, like, you do me dirty, ain't no coming back. Ain't no coming
it's
back.
It's over.
Because I wouldn't expect you to take me back if I did you dirty. Like, if I right. did you dirty, and you know, like, if a chick ever caught me and I did the dirty, I'm not one of them motherfuckers going to be like, yo, babe, take me back. Yo, all that shit. It was good while it lasted. You know what I'm saying?
So it was good while it lasted. But hold up, you got people
it
that
was good who, while it lasted.
They not only want to be taken back. Like, there's some that want to be taken back. they don't want to, if they could catch they per the woman cheating or vice versa, and they still gonna stay with them. Something is wrong up there. You ain't got it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once the trust is broken, there's nothing left. Like, that's it. Like, you know, once trust is broken, like, you can still love somebody, but the trust ain't there. If the trust ain't there, you can't fuck with them.
Like, but you can't stay with them. The trust. Only thing that complicates that all of that is work. If you got kids. You still ain't got to stay with them. But the kids don't got nothing to do with the person. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to have a relationship. Y'all supposed to be mature about it. Handle your business with your children. But the relationship, staying with the person, and they cheated on you or they violated. And if you slept you slept with a homie or a family member, get the fuck out of here.
You see people be like, yeah, we stayed together till the kids got old. We ain't gonna do that. If this shit ain't rocking, we ain't rocking. That's just how it is. Like, if
that shit is unacceptable. We're not gonna rock. Unacceptable. Anymore. This is not. Like, this is not even a judgment. Like, this is a fact. You not helping nobody in that situation.
None. Like, you know, you hear people say that shit. Like, I'm like, nah. Motherfuckers be like, oh, now you until you say that now. I'm like, I say that because I mean that. Like, I'm telling you.
Get out of here, let me ask you this question. You,
like, I don't fuck with nobody that's violating me.
Right. So let me ask you this question then before we get out of here, because this is the real shit right here. If you telling somebody what you've done, right? You've done it. And meaning like, yo, I've been there, done that. I cut the chick off. It's over. Yeah, I have feelings for it, but it's done. Like, I could move on. And people don't believe you, right? If they don't want to believe that because they just don't, then that tells me that maybe you're that person that needs the actual counseling. Like, you the one that need to be hearing this message right here. You need to be hearing this. When you make a decision, it don't make it with your heart. You got to make it with your mind. Once you get violated and cheated on, your heart can't make a decision. You could dig up old memories. Oh, it was real nice. We went here, went there. Fuck all that. That shit is over. It's hard, but you got to have good people around you.
Like, what you violate, son?
It's over. No. Like, but you cannot. You can't be that person, man, you got to have people that's going to take you up out the situation, though. Like, yo, come on, man. Come hang out. Yeah.
No doubt.
You got to have that. But don't tell me, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't, nigga, I did it. I've been there, done that. Chick violated, you're done. Ain't nothing else to talk about. And if you violated with one of my people, that dude is done too. Because a violation, we know what a violation is. We know what that is.
Exactly.
So if you man enough to go, how long is it too long? This is what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. So I don't know what the length of time is, but your man 50 grand know whether you still got feelings for your ex or not. You know what I mean? Your man 50 grand, no?
Yeah.
So if he asks for your blessing, like, yo, I like her and I want to holler at her. Yeah, it warps up the friendship a little bit, but depends on where you were. Like, if I'm like, yo, go ahead, nigga, I don't care. And if I really don't care, if I'm telling you I don't care, I don't care. But now that you know that I don't care, you can't change if I happen to be around y'all. Like, are you gonna change? Because I'm not, because I don't care. But everybody can't move like that, and I understand that. But don't be that person to be like, if somebody telling you some factual shit, yo, you got to move on. You got to be able to hold it down, deal with your emotions, but use your brain, use your logic. Like, if they violate it once, they will violate again, and vice versa. It don't matter if it's the man to the woman, woman to the man. Understand what's going on in a relationship. And then know who you got around you. You said that earlier. Discernment is everything. Everybody that hang around you ain't your man. Because even within a group of 10, there's only like one or two that's like, yo, when you see him, you're going to see him later. Like, they rock. Even though they all click. But these two, they fam. You fam, I don't even look at your woman like that. She's a woman. Like, all right, cool. She look good. But to get emotionally attached to my man's girl is just stupid. Like, that don't even enter into my brain. So if you got cats like that around you, got to let them go, fam. It don't matter if they was in the sandbox or you knew them 30 years. None of that shit matters. You should be like me personally. I should be able to go to the store and my man be here. But you can't do that with everybody. Not because you don't trust your woman. You just know the type of, if you running with certain type of cats, you know what it is. See, I've been on the other side. Dude can leave me in the crib with his girl. Like, nigga, I ain't thinking about your girl like that. And if your girl tell you some shit, she's a fucking liar. Then I'm going to get on your ass. Like, yo, you need to cut her off, man. And if I'm telling you to cut her off, you need to listen, nigga. Like, cut her off, man. It ain't worth it. Yo, I seen your girl out there doing A, B, C, D. Nah, see, I don't want to hear that shit. Nigga, listen. I seen her out there. I stepped to her. She ain't tell you that she saw me, right? What you say? I said, what you doing? Who is this? Yo, money, let me talk to her for a second. Because I know he ain't going to flex on me like you his girl, right? Because then that's a major violation. Yo, you live at home with my man. You ain't doing that, right? Who this nigga? Then that's where that, y'all don't like Corey. I don't like, you know, he, you know, fuck you. But if my man take her side, like, then I'm out. I can't be mad at my man. Like, yo, you got your heart hooked in before your mind. You put the amplifier before you put the turntable. Like, fuck you want me to do? You want me to be loyal? You want me, you said we Ace Boon Coon, 50 grand, all of that. And your Ace Boon come and tell you some real shit and you don't listen to your Ace Boon? I ain't talking about them fake motherfuckers that be around you that hate you. I'm talking about your man, your brother, your fam. He tell you some shit, and you on him, you can't come back 5 years later and like, damn, I should listen to you, man, blah, 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 blah. Yo, come on, don't even do it. Why take the risk? If that's your man, he telling you some shit, hear him out. But you better ask that question when you get with your lady. Yo, you ran into Bobby? What'd he say? And if you on that body language ain't right, call your man 50 grand, put him on a speakerphone. Yo, you ran into her, right? Blah, 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 right? Don't let the white noise fool you. Oh, starting the argument. Yo, you ran into him. Yo, what happened? Yo, my G, what happened? My man can't tell me. Nah, I ain't getting into that. See, nah, fuck that. What happened? What did you say? If they can't do that, then they both shiesty. That's this game. We gave out the game tonight. That's what we giving you. Got to give you some game because it ain't a game. This is chess out here. You playing with your emotions, your heart, and your mind. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. And if she got kids by the dude,
be smart.
Forget about it.
Be smart.
If you think your kid, if you thought they was your kids and they end up being somebody else's, you thought they was your kids, but they somebody else's. No.
So I'm gonna need my name off that paperwork ASAP.
Immediately. We going to the court tomorrow together.
I need my name off that paperwork ASAP. I'm gonna need
my talking about an expedited process. Yo. Oh. And by the way, pack that motherfucking duffel bag right there. Take some panties, a couple of clothes, and get the fuck out. You got to be in that position. You can't allow people to use. Dice, baby. Cold as ice, baby. Colder than Alaska in December. Colder than Alaska in December.
Shit, man.
You got to be.
I tell you, you violate, you get the ice. You get the ice cold.
Come on. Now, that's an extreme
ice cold
situation. Like, I know, but you got to be extreme in that situation. He had kids by your homie or your brother. Like, you really trying to destroy a person. Like, there's no coming back from that. You know? And I'm just saying, we're not talking about, these are scenarios that are real. This real shit. This is going, you know what I'll say this before we go. This is going to help somebody. Right here. Yeah.
I'm going to give you this right here. Yo, y'all go check out Orange Juice Jones. Remember Orange Juice Jones?
Orange Juice Jones. Yo, damn, man. Yo, yeah.
So listen to Orange Juice Jones, son. You know what I mean?
That's real.
Pack your shit.
Google that. What song? Well, hold on. What song you want to give him, though? Because, you know, he got a... Yeah, I'm glad, you know...
This conversation is necessary,
man, because you got to help people. And you can't help everybody. When I saw you, I should have pulled it up on YouTube real quick. I don't want no strike. I saw you walking in the rain. Word. That's yo. Don't you creeping? Believe me, somebody saw you. They just did.
Streets watching, son. That's the truest statement ever. Streets always, son. They always see you.
You never know, man. A window, it ain't nothing to look through a window. Knows, window son. Blind. Keeping it real.
I done personally seen people see me through a window.
I was in the window and be like, yo, fam, I saw you walking. Yo, that was you yesterday, right? Nah, nigga, you had on such and such and such. Damn, where you was at? See, right there on the corner, you didn't see me in the cut. I was in the same club as you, and we was in Bentley's or wherever
you might have seen me walking through. Might see me walking through the building or some shit, not walking on the second floor, going to a new building.
Right, exactly.
On the third floor in the back.
Word, you know, stuff like
you
that.
You don't never know who's going to be there.
You don't never know.
You never know.
You just don't. And you don't know who knows who. So if you're going to walk out here, walk correctly. That's all I'm saying. But I know I know for a fact that.
We joking, but we not.
We laughing at it because it's real situation. It's not a joke. It's like these situations happen. It's shit that really happened. So we trying to help the next person who may not have went through that, but know that these scenarios are actual factual. So if you can get some insight on it,
yes, sir.
Then do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, you know, judge, jury, executioner, but I know I can help somebody get through that rough pocket because you need your people. Even if you think you don't need them, if it's that's your ace, boom, coon, your ace, you need him. And if he come through, more it's all love. Like, there's certain cats, like, when I hit a rough patch, yo, they was there, man, I take care of them for the rest of their life. I don't give a fuck what it is. Because I know that they was loyal to me. You know what I'm saying? They held me down. They made sure that I ain't lose my shit. Because when you go through some real shit, like I'm talking about, it ain't even about being heartbroken. Just go through real shit. Like a straight disrespectful type shit. And dudes is like, yo, come on, let's do this, do that. it ain't about going out and hanging out all the time. Sometimes it's like, yo, kick back, watch something, just chill. They just want to make sure you good, because in reality, they want to make sure you ain't lose your shit. Because if it was them, they know that they might have. Because I've been the person on the other side. Let me go check my man. Yo, you good? Like, I'm asking real questions. I don't give a fuck how they feel. I need to know. Like, yo, you good? If you not, tell me. Like, whatever you got to do, nigga, just let me know. And that's what you need. Be careful who you got out here. This is for, 35 and younger. Yo, live your life. But just know who you got around you. Because, back in the days, it might be 30 of us, but only like five of us was really tight. You know what I'm saying? Five of us was tight. Because every time you go to the next stage in life, everybody ain't coming with you. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, yo. Damn, I ain't expected to go that long, but it was necessary. Technical difficulties and all. The two grumpy men is in the building. Follow us on IG at The Real Two Grumpy Men. We in the building. It feels good to be back. Yo, season 5, man. This is, man. If you thought we was on it before, all we got is facts now. We don't got time to waste. From season to season, it's just real life, real scenarios, solutions. We ain't up here griping, none of that. If you had questions, hit us up. You already know. If you in the group, first of all, this is only going in the group. What you miss, I can't see your name. You missed a lot. But we going to leave it up there, and you in the group. So just take a listen. Take some jewels. Get a pen and a pad. This ain't no arrogant shit. This is some shit you log it into your mind and you like, damn, they right. Then you take that with you. Then you pass it on to the next person. Each one teach one, for real. I ain't no guru, but I'm going to tell you some real shit. And that's a fact. So I don't even know who that is. What you miss? Check out the show. Check out the replay. It ain't going nowhere. It's in the group. It comes here first. It's private for the group. What you got, Bobby May, before we get out of here? You good?
Good, baby.
All right, then we be back next week. We got some things lined up. We're gonna be doing interviews. So
yes, sir.
Yo, feels good, man. The two grubby men back in the building, holding it down, giving jewels out.
Back in the building. Yes, sir.
Word.
Yes, sir.
But for now, we up out this piece. 1.
Peace.